'Twas 3 days before Christmas, and all through the statehouse, not a creature was stirring, not even Reptrillo. The stockings were hung in the speaker's office with care, in hopes the lobbyists soon would be there, on Goldberg, on McMahon, on Walsh and Farrell, all bearing gifts for St. Nicholas, Mattiello, that is. Then across the marble corridor they flew like a flash, kissing the rings of the Senate brass, Piva Weed, Mary Ellen Goodwin, and Domi Ruggiero. The green of the mistletoe hung in the chambers with glee, ready for kissing up to the powers that be. Gina Raimondo stopped by with eggnog and profiteroles, begging the house to approve her truck's holes. The Pauls gathered round the Christmas tree, banishing the holiday evergreen of Lincoln Chafee. He was hoping to spend the season stumping in Conococook, but his White House quest was given the hook. Link won't be greeting voters at diners far away, but he'll have time to ski slopes at North Conway. House Majority Leader Johnny DeSimone was plying his trade, getting state jobs for his North Providence Brigade. Gordon Fox, living in prison, safe for now from another state cop raid. Senator Miller was readying his cannabis campaign, hoping legal pot won't be debated in vain. From Washington, Reed, White House, Langevin, and Cicilline, all having visions of a Congress less silly and a president named Hillary. The sleigh and reindeer streaked across the sky as fans yearned for a Patriots playoff bye. The Fenway faithful conjured Johnny Pesky, while we hope the stocks win next year for Bill Malinowski. If the Statehouse wants to cut spending, Mike Stenhouse will point to what's pending. As the PR guys Berman and Parry spin the press, Republicans will parry with Brian Newberry. Smith Hill may squeeze gifts for the poor from under the tree, but then they'll have to deal with poverty advocate Rachel Flum and union rep George Nee. As the debates churn up over the roles of church and state, let's call on Rhode Island to separate church and hate. In this season of peace and goodwill, let's hope Jorge Elorza and the firefighters both chill. When debates over racial profiling are as hot as it gets, here's hoping lawmakers defer to Senator Harold Metz. Here at Rhode Island Public Radio, we all hope to see you and have you meet our new leader, Tori Malatia. We hope you get all your holiday wishes, especially a Christmas Eve feast of seven fishes. Whatever your sign, we'll be right back after Auld Lang Syne. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Rhode Island Public Radio.